This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Apple will release its third quarter earnings today, and as usual, the news will be all about the iPhone, as in just how well it's still selling. Apple's smartphone and its iPad tablet are both, in tech years, practically geriatric. When it comes to the bottom line, Apple has traditionally done best when it innovates. So the question is, can the company deliver a new and revolutionary gadget? Marketplace's David Weinberg reports.
Apple is simply announcing how much money it made this quarter. Probably about $34 billion. Not bad, but analysts expect it will be the third consecutive quarter that the company's earnings decline.
What Wall Street wants to see, and I think the tech industry actually wants to see, is that Apple is still a thought leader over the next 6 months to 1 year.
Ameritrade analyst J.J. Kinahan says that Apple's success has been built on its ability to deliver innovative new products. And lately, that hasn't happened.
You know, an iPad to an iPad mini, there really isn't that much excitement about.
Any rumors of new products are so far just that.
Big rumors that seem the most reliable are a larger screen iPad and a cheaper iPhone.
Tech writer Brian S. Hall says that if Apple has created a mind-blowing Dick Tracy watch or some other magical device that could catapult the company's stock price, Apple would likely announce its arrival closer to Christmas. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.